I've seen that video 700 times because I masturbated to it 2000 times.
She goes, you know, I used to fuck him, right? And I was like, no. Can you attest? Does he do all of that? Coconut oil and everything? And she goes, yeah, every time.
Oh my God, I'm going to die right now.
He does not come until you come.
Wow. I thought I was obsessed before. And now I'm going to like be stalking him outside his house.
I'm Viola Benson. Welcome to another episode of Too Tired to Be Crazy. Today, my guest is, I think you may have heard of her before. She is known as Sophia Franklin, and we just did her podcast.
Hi, guys. I'm Sophia Franklin.
And you have a new podcast. What is it called?
Sophia with an F, because I'm so creative.
Yeah. So you guys definitely have to check out both of the episodes. They're both out today. And we just did her podcast. And actually, as we were ending her podcast, I don't know if we should just dive in because I have so many questions, but she mentioned something about her doing reverse cowgirl. And then she was like, that's for another time. So what about reverse cowgirl?
So first of all, reverse cowgirl, I can't do it. And like, I have a sex podcast, but like the amount of energy, and you have to be fit to be able to do that position, A. And B, I've just realized as I've gotten older, there's so many positions that look hot on porn, and then doing them, it's not fucking fun. Reverse cowgirl for me, that's not getting me off, or it's not fun for me personally.
Yeah. Yeah. We were talking about your podcast, how I said, like, I used to be more of a pick me girl where I would watch porn and I would figure out like the positions, how to look sexy to the guy when I'm doing them. And so it was me so focused on like trying to like suck in my stomach while putting out my ass. So it was never me getting to come, and none of the guys I dated seemed to mind that either. being on top in general, I feel like I can only do it for like 2 minutes before I'm like exhausted.
Me too. But I will say I have came from sex in two positions, missionary and then me being on top. And like, that's it. Those are the only two.
How do you come from being on top?
I rub my clit like on their pelvic bone. How have you come during sex, or have you never?
No, I just invite in all my vibrators.
Okay, so with a toy.
Yeah, but I wish I knew. I feel like, and I've talked about it before, that I feel like it's ruined when you masturbate too much or use vibrators too much. It can ruin sex in general for you. Like, because the sensation, like I can only now orgasm from a vibrator versus like a finger or myself. Like, yeah.
Okay, so that's very interesting to me, because part of me does believe that and part of me doesn't. Is it just when you're using it like consistently, constantly? Do you get what I'm saying? Because I use a vibrator and I can still come.
Well, I just don't understand. Well, okay, so you're just rubbing yourself on the guy's pelvic. So in my brain, I'm just like thinking of all like the wetness and the lube, just like.
There has to be a shit ton or else it hurts. I've also heard that if men have pubic hair, it makes it easier too.
Oh,
the
really?
Sensation on the clit, yeah. So I have come that way, and then I've come missionary. But I get the toy thing. Coming from sex is so fucking hard.
How do you come missionary?
I mean, it's like I've never told this story. It was the first orgasm I ever had during sex. I think I was, 22? I was probably like 22. I had only came from oral and, you know, fingering and stuff like that. And I was fucking this older guy. I've had him on my podcast. Sorry, guys. I just took a sip of water. And it was our third round. This guy could just go, 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 go. And it was our third round, and I wasn't even thinking that would happen because I've never experienced it. He was on top of me, missionary. And then I felt like it was about to happen. And then it fucking happened. And I was shook. Like, I was laying there and he was like, are you okay? And I was like, oh, I am more than okay.
Like, he was like, are you okay? I've never seen a woman orgasm before. Are you having a seizure? What is that?
But I was shocked.
Men are so lost when they see a woman come. Are you okay? Should I call the doctor? What's happening?
They're like, wait, your vagina tensed up and like your whole body shook. Like, I think you're having a seizure. It's like, no, it's a fucking orgasm. Thank you. But it was like a magical moment.
Wait, was it from inside your hole then?
So this is what it was. And you can look this up. It's called the cat position. Coital, it stands for coital alignment technique. Guys, I'm a sex educator, by the way. Just kidding, I'm not at all. But I looked it up right after because I was so shocked. And the girl is obviously on her back. The guy is on top of you. But he's more up on your body. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm looking at images on Google. Mm-hmm.
Just type it into Wikipedia. Explains the whole thing. So it's like your clit is still being rubbed against his pelvic bone.
And your legs are down. You're not lifting your legs up.
What?
You're not putting your legs up. Your legs are laying down.
Laying flat out. And he's not doing the in and out. He's rubbing up and down. Same with when I came from being on top. I wasn't like bouncing up and down like cheerleader. I was rubbing, you know, scooting in a chair.
Wow. Oh my God, I want to try that.
I think you should. But I mean, it came out of nowhere. It really did. I thought I would never. Look, that is moving. It.
He's up and down.
Wait. Was it moving?
Yeah, he's like, sorry, you guys, I'm showing her images on Google from the cat position.
The cat position, and no one talks about it.
Well, you did.
Ever heard someone talk about that?
No.
I've never even talked about it on my own show, so.
Okay, so that's really cool. Okay, but oh, anyway, I didn't fully get to introduce Sophia. So Sophia, podcaster, internet personality, who rose to fame as a blogger from Barstool Sports, and as a co-host of the massive successful podcast, Call Her Daddy. Everyone that's fell in love with Call Her Daddy, it's probably the OG, number one best podcast out there when it was a duo.
Yes.
I accidentally threw shade without meaning to throw shade.
No, I think it's still doing well, kind of.
No, but like it's known for having these two fun girls who talk about their sex experiences. I mean, it blew up. Like, no other podcast was as big as Call Her Daddy, except maybe Joe Rogan's podcast.
Yeah.
So I feel like everyone knew you too. And I thought it was really cool. So you come from Call Her Daddy, then you guys had a breakup. So you started your own and it's Sophia with an F. And then, you took your talents solo. And in October, you launched your new podcast and you cover everything from sex, dating and relationships. And obviously I just went on your podcast. So you have amazing guests. Yes.
What a fucking intro. You just gave them a bio. Yes. Thank you so much for that. And I'm so excited to be on your podcast.
Yeah. I'm excited for you to come on. I feel like, people always DM me asking for us to collab.
Always, always, always. So it needed to happen. So thank you. I'm excited.
So Sophia, people, it's quarantine. So it's not like people can really leave their house. I feel like so many people are on dating apps just trying to talk to somebody. So what do you think the biggest do's and don'ts are on dating apps?
Ooh, I mean, for men or for women, because it's very different.
Interesting. What are the don'ts for men? Don't take too many selfies.
The fishing picture, the picture where they're holding the fish, which is like half the men on dating apps. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh.
You don't know what I'm talking about. Go on Tinder right now and I will literally do a bet with you. You will see at least 10 men holding a fishing pole or a fish that they just caught.
I got banned from Tinder, so I can't go.
Why?
I'll tell you in your podcast.
Okay, good. Okay, perfect. Oh my God, I'm fucking excited. I feel like you'd have to do some really wild shit.
Yeah.
Did you have too many fishing pictures?
Yeah, close.
I'm excited. The don'ts for men, the fishing picture, number one, I've seen that so much on every fucking app. We don't care if you caught a fish and we don't care how big the fish was.
The selfies, this is going to sound fucked up, but I have to be brutally honest. Don't post a bunch of pictures with your guy friends that are way hotter than you.
Thank you.
Always post pictures with your friends that are uglier than you.
100% actually.
Yes. Because you just look better. And you don't want the girl to be looking and she's kind of like thinks she's into you. And then she sees, you know, your best friend and he's a 10. And then it just makes you look like you're a 5, even if you're a 9.
Especially if they start with the group photo and then you're just like, you see the cutest one. And then they continue group photos. So you're like, oh, that guy's my dude. And then the last picture is finally the guy who you match with and he's the uglier friend. And you're like, oh, shit.
Oh, my God. The order of the photos, especially.
Yes.
Yes.
It matters.
I mean, I could go on for an hour. Like, do you want me to keep going?
Yeah. What else?
Too many shirtless pictures.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been on the dating app Raya. That's what I should be on. And the amount of dudes with the shirtless pics and stuff, because there's a lot of models on there. I don't want to date a guy that's vain, A. And maybe it's just getting older. It's just not as important to me if a guy has a 6-pack.
Same. I'm okay with the dad bod.
Me too. 100%.
Yeah. I think it's like big dick, nice abs. That's the guy you want to fuck. And then you have like a story to tell, not your grandkids, never mind, to tell your friends. And then it's like the guy you marry, it's like he has a boyfriend dick and he has maybe a dad bod, but he has a great job. He has a 401k. Like that's the guy you want.
I've never heard of boyfriend dick and I'm obsessed. Did you come up with that?
I don't think I came up with it, but I've been saying it forever. It's like there's the sex dick and then there's the boyfriend dick. Boyfriend dick is the guy you marry.
Right. Like it might be on a little bit on the smaller side, like, but who cares?
Average or smaller, but he makes you happy because he holds you a night and he has 401k and he wants to have kids with you and he's not going to ghost you. And you're not getting yeast infections from fucking him every single night on like a big dick because you're going to get yeast infections and UTIs because you're going to go dry there. And he's, I can't.
The whole thing. Yes. So I feel like the shirtless pics. Yes. I'm not into the second I hear a guy is an actor or model, I'm not interested at all.
Shout out to StoryWorth. For many of us, the holidays will look different this year, but that should not stop us from feeling close. Help the people in your life tell their stories and share memories using StoryWorth. StoryWorth is an online service that helps your loved ones share stories through thought-provoking questions about their memories and personal thoughts. Every week, StoryWorth emails your family members different story prompts, questions you've never thought to ask before, like, what's a small decision you've made that ended up having a big impact in your life? For example, for me, it's dumping my ex. But anyway, I love StoryWorth because it's a way to help me connect with my family, to keep in touch, especially because I haven't seen them in so long because of quarantine and because of COVID. So it's really nice to make sure that they're still happy and we get to interact and talk to each other, even with my dad. Reading the weekly stories is fun and it makes your family feel close, even if you're not together. After 1 year, StoryWorth will compile all of your stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that's shipped for free. That's pretty cool. So give your loved ones the gift of spending time together, wherever you live, with StoryWorth. Get started right away with no shipping required by going to storyworth.com/violet. You'll get $10 off of your first purchase. So that's storyworth.com/violet for $10 off. For more information about this, check out the description of this episode. Enjoy. Shout out to my favorite sponsor of Too Tired to Be Crazy. If you're a regular listener of this podcast, then you know that I'm a big advocate for mental health, especially right now. That's why BetterHelp Online Counseling is here to help you. They offer licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help you with issues like anxiety, depression, relationship issues, LGBT matters, family conflicts, and so much more. All you have to do is fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with your counselor in under 48 hours. You can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience. And everything you share is confidential. You can even request a new counselor at any time and no additional charge. So why not join over the 1 million people who are currently taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor? BetterHelp is an affordable option and you can get 10% off of your first month using my discount code TOOTIRED. So get started today at betterhelp.com/TOOTIRED. Talk to a therapist online today and get the help that you need. I highly recommend it. And if for whatever reason you forget everything everything I just talked about. This is also in the description of today's episode, so check it out.
Okay, my producer wanted me to ask this. I don't know. I think I don't know what he's going through in his sex life, but he wrote this a question that he told me to ask you. Would you ever have sex with someone while a cuck watched? C-U-C-K watched?
Oh, cuck holding? Is that what you meant?
That means you're watching your partner have sex?
That's usually when your partner is watching you fuck someone, and it's usually you're fucking a guy and your boyfriend's watching you fuck him.
That sounds hot in theory, but would you ever do that?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I dated a guy who was super into this, and I never actually did it. I mean, I did stuff that was like, we did like threesomes and stuff, but I, you know what? I don't, now that I'm looking for a guy that is going to be my forever person, hopefully. I mean, marriage, I only think should last like 7 to 10 years. I'm a little bit of a skeptic.
And then you'll die. Yeah.
Yes. And then exactly. Cause I'm only going 80 years old or above. I wouldn't do it just because I think I don't want my husband to have memories of me fucking another dude.
Yeah.
But if I was younger and like a fun relationship, yeah.
Yeah. Guys are like, oh, I've been with like 300 girls, and girls are like, oh, one time I let a guy buy me dinner, and he's like, yo, you know what? You can't wife up a hoe. Sorry.
But yeah, guys, they're like, why was he buying you dinner? Because he was expecting sex, which makes you a slut. So you're a slut bye.
Yeah. It's like guys expect you. They want you to be a virgin, but they also want you to be super good in bed and like know how to suck dick. But you better have never sucked anyone else's dick. No. Don't watch too much porn. You better not masturbate, because you should only want to have sex with me. Like masturbating is like a sin. Have anal, but be clean down there.
Like, right, but bleach. I mean, it depends on the guy. I feel like guys that I've been dating are more progressive.
No, I'm totally kidding. Obviously, I think most guys are progressive now, like where we are in life. Like, first of all, most girls lie about how many men they've been with. Like, I think
as you should.
I feel like I should. I feel like I want to lie, but sometimes I feel like I date friends. So then I'm like, oh.
Oh, and they already know.
Yeah. So it's like, can't really hide him. Like,
right. But you just shouldn't be judged on your number, and it shouldn't really be a topic of conversation.
Yeah, I agree. But I like it when I like when a guy that I'm dating, like even my future husband, like I like the fact that he's been around. Like I actually like it. Like it turns me on. Do you
too?
Not like it.
No, I like it. I mean, you know, like if he used to be a fuck boy, sometimes like that makes it more difficult for me to trust him in the relationship. But yes, I don't want a guy who has no idea what he's doing. I want a guy that's sexually experienced.
Yeah. Like I want the guy to already had like his gangbangs, his threesomes, his foursomes, whatever it is. Like, I don't care what you did. Actually, like I actually want to know about it because it turns me on. So then yeah. Like, want it out of your system. And now you're okay with just eating me out every single night for the rest of our life.
Right. And that is like his husband material. He got it out of his system and he, yes.
And totally. He only for 8 to 10 years because he's so like his jaw ends up getting locked from eating me out every night for 8 years. And that's how he dies.
Yes.
He can't even move his jaw at one point.
Just that was so sexy. Thank you. That visual. Yeah, I totally agree though.
Okay.
Okay, would you rather date a tall guy with no money or a short guy who's loaded?
I have to be honest, short with money. And it's honestly more so that I just can't date someone that has no ambition whatsoever and is okay with being broke.
I agree. Like, I need a guy that's, like, really passionate about his job because I'm passionate about everything I do. From my job to the men that I'm doing, like, I'm passionate. Like, yes. I need you to be, like, even when I talk to somebody, like, me talking to you, I'm passionate.
Very, extremely. Yes. So, I would say short guy bank account, and I was raised by a single mom.
Aw.
And when, you say, aw.
I think it's so sweet, yeah.
And, you know, the men she has dated or married since then, my mom was always the breadwinner, which is great, but I've seen it kind of be an issue sometimes as well. You guys have to be on the same level at least. I think so.
Exactly, yeah. That's what has to be more than looks. But, like, I love this, though. As we're getting older, like, all these jokes, the guys thought that they should quote unquote feel insecure about, like having, like, if you don't have a big dick, girls are not going to fuck you. If you're not over 6'2", like, I'm not even noticing you. And now they're finding out it's actually not true. Like, I love a guy that's short. I don't care.
But for girls that are older, I feel like when I was younger, it was all about like hot, you know, that was the only thing I cared about.
Yeah.
Immature. Some girls mature.
Yeah. Now you're just like, okay, I want a man that has the same goals as me. And like, for me, like, I never go for guys based on looks. Like, it's more about like their personality, how we click. And then if they have the same drive as me.
Yep. Yeah, 100%. So you would agree with that. You would say short guy.
Yeah. My dad is 1 inch shorter than my mom.
Okay. So that's what you're into. I thought you like, what's
my dad? I don't know if I'm into like men just like my dad. I feel like that's like a completely different type of daddy issues.
Yes.
But.
No, you can admit it. Just say it.
I don't want to say it.
No, I understand. So you agree with me, though. It's the short guy bank account.
Yeah. Like, but I hate the whole stigma with like, oh, you're a gold digger. Like, I'm sorry, because I want a guy to have a job and have a car. I'm a gold digger. Okay, go off.
I know. It's like, it's so, and even if you date a guy that is 5 to 10 years older, gold digger. It's like,
even if you make your own money, you're still a gold digger.
Yes, exactly. It's like, please get the fuck out.
Yeah, I am looking for a man that's older than me. Like, I think 5 to 10, 12 years, I don't care. Like, I like that. And it's sexy because I can finally feel like a little, like, I feel like a lot of times I want to be the baby. And then sometimes I date guys who are younger than me. So then I feel like I'm their mother. So now I do want older men.
I've like only dated older. So you can act up.
Yeah. So I can sometimes be like, I don't want to do this. And then they're like,
yes. You, oh my God, it's our daddy issues. Like, we kind of want a little bit of a daddy. We do.
Oh my God, I want a dad.
We kind of do. If you really think about it. Cause I'm the same way. I'm like, I need someone to babysit me, not the other way around.
Yeah, I think that's what deeply I've always yearned for. And I just never admitted that, I guess, until right now. Oh, my God. Wow. Okay. So that is what I'm looking for.
I mean, I have never admitted it publicly, but I guess here we are, both of us. But yeah, I agree. I want to date someone a little bit older.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on fucking on a first date?
100% fine.
You think, okay, what are the pros and cons of fucking on a first date?
So I think that, you know, I mean, I understand the reason why girls wouldn't want to.
Because I teach girls not to do it.
You do.
That's why I'm like, I wanted to hear a different opinion.
Okay, we're about to have a different opinion. So,
let's go.
I've had two very serious relationships that started from not a one-night stand, but the second date we fucked.
Okay, but that's still the second date.
So, okay, we're strictly talking about one-night stands. Excuse me, one of my boyfriends was a one-night stand, and I dated him for 4 years. 21, 22.
Okay.
What?
21, 22, no one's looking to get married. So I feel like when you're younger and you fuck on the first day or you fuck from a one-night stand and that's your boyfriend, that's because guys have no problem with commitment when they're young because they're like, it's not marrying the girl. When you're older, if you haven't noticed, that's when men are most scared of commitment, because then when you're older, if you have commitment and a boyfriend, that can lead to marriage. And that's why guys suddenly are more like, if you notice, it's harder to commit when you're older with men than it is when you're younger.
Okay, so we should have like a reoccurring segment, because I completely disagree with that.
That's so crazy.
I like 100%. I think that men, as they get older, are then starting to like kind of look for that. And they're kind of like looking for the girl that they'll like settle down with. And when they're younger, they're like, I want to fuck until I have to like be in that headspace to get married, etc. That's always how I've thought about it. That's, but I do see what you're saying.
I see what you're saying too. And like, I love the fact that we have different opinions, because that is one thing that, like, I've told girls that if you do want to fuck on a first date, like, that's your prerogative. I don't agree with it, because I just don't feel like everyone deserves your body and your energy and all that. And it actually is an exchange of energy. When, like, a man enters you, he's putting his energy inside of you. So if he's a bad person or you don't really know him that well, you're literally allowing him to give you his energy. And then he takes away your energy. So like, I don't fully love that. I feel like that's what you should figure out first. And plus, like some of us, like me, I get dickmatized.
See, and I think that's something to point out, because what if you just, as a woman, you feel like fucking? Should you not fuck because...
Yeah, you should fuck. I think it depends where you're looking for. But I think when you're older, I guess it depends. Because for me, I can get blurry in my brain after fucking a guy. So then I won't be able to vet anymore in my head if he's right for me. Because I'm just trying to figure out how I can be his girlfriend now, because he was inside of me for 3 seconds and then ejaculated.
If he made you come.
If he made me come, like, that's it. I'm in love. I'm like, moving.
But if there was no orgasm, like, you could be saved. We could pull you out of it.
I'm saved. I've been saved so far, because luckily none of them ever make me come the first time. So I'm safe there.
Okay, that I agree with. I've never come on a first hookup, sex-wise.
Yes.
I have before by oral. But, I mean, back to your question. I think that women... I kind of do believe in playing the game, you know, the game. We all know what it is, to, like, get the guy to like you, and, like, you want to seem like you are not super available or accessible, blah, blah, blah. But I also think there's a lot of power in being a woman and being like, I want to fuck. It's our first date, but that's what I feel like doing, so let's do it. And, you know, we'll go from there. And I think... You know, instead of being in your head about how do I get this guy to respect me and blah, 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 like, fuck him. Yeah. If you have sex with him, like, do it.
But that's the thing. So when I've talked about my podcast on my Dumb Bitch Bootcamp, which I've changed the name now to Bad Bitch Bootcamp, is that it's not even about getting the guy to respect you. So if I'm not fucking a guy on a first date, it's not because I'm like, oh, he won't respect me. I don't give a fuck what he thinks.
It's because you're scared you're going to get a connection.
Yeah, I'm respecting myself enough that I don't even know if you deserve my body. Like, oh, you took me out for one meal. You think I'm going to suck your dick? Like, bro, I don't know you like that. Like, right. I need to see that you want to. And this is what, when I talk about it, it's for older women who are looking to settle down. So, like, I'm still trying to figure out if you're, like, a good match for me. And I don't need to get all confused because you have a really nice dick and you're going to make me. Like, I don't need that. Like, I don't even know if you deserve my body yet. So I'm respecting myself to say no, because I need to get to know you first. That's how
I can see both ways, 100%. So you saying that you're against it is more so there's a transfer of energy. Sex is just intimate by nature. People can pretend that it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Excuse me. And that can just fuck with a girl's head.
Yes. And then imagine you fuck the guy. You guys did not discuss boundaries, anything. And then suddenly you see him adding new girls on Instagram. I don't care how much you enjoyed the sex. Your human being is going to make you feel like shit if you notice. Suddenly you're like, why am I not the only girl in your head? Well, that's because, babe, you guys didn't discuss anything. So as much as you want to act like you were just having fun, like, it's still going to feel like shit if he doesn't call you a day or two later, versus if you never fucked him, if he didn't call you a day or two later, in your brain, you know, oh, we weren't even a match. But if you fucked him, it's going to be in your ego that you're going to be like, well, I didn't even like him, but why wouldn't he call me? I just fucked him.
So, okay, so when do you think it's appropriate to fuck him? Like, when he's made a clear commitment?
I think it doesn't matter when you guys decide to have sex. Like, I don't have, like, a rule of, like, wait 2 months, wait 3 months. It's not about that. I think as you get older, those questions you don't want to discuss of, like, what are we going to do? Where are we? Because you're supposed to play hard to get. I think it's important. You can still play hard to get and still be open about the fact you're looking for something serious. It's just like, I just don't know if it's with you, but I am trying to figure it out. So I think when the guy tells you everything you want to hear and shows it to you also with his actions, then, like, yeah. Oh, so you're not going to be fucking anyone else. Like,
yeah.
Like, or he's already in love with you. Then you give him your petunia.
Petunia. I guess my only, you know, disagreement with that, and I think it's good that we disagree, is I think whether it's on the first date or it's on the 10th date, And, you know, he was just waiting to, like, get inside that pussy. And on the 10th date, he disappears.
Yeah.
It's the same shit. You know
what exactly. I mean? That's why I don't tell girls to wait, like, 2 months, 3 months. It's not about that. It has to do with the communication. Like, you have to actually get.
Which you can't do on a first date. It's like you have to give it.
Yeah. And obviously, first date is different. If you guys have been best friends forever and then you finally, like, my sister and her boyfriend, her husband, I'm so stupid. She has two kids with. They fucked on the first date, but they were best friends for 5 years. So when they had the friendship, they had the emotional connection.
Right.
So like, but if they didn't have the emotional, like he was a player before her. So if he slept with a girl, he would kind of get over her. That's sometimes how guys are. Guys are hunters. Like as much as people want to say, I don't want to play games, all that, like a guy would kind of, he already got kind of, and yeah, women can get whatever they want too. It just depends what you're looking for. You can fuck on a first date, but you should hold off. You should try to hold off if you're looking for something serious with that person.
I disagree, but I completely see your point of view. I do. I think it's good to disagree.
No, I love that we're disagreeing because, like, I think it's good because there's probably a lot of listeners out there that disagree with me or they feel like it makes them feel shame if they didn't do what I told them to do. And I don't want them to feel shame because, again, like, there's people, you think differently and it works for you. But maybe for me and girls like me who do get emotionally attached and it gets blurry in their head. So for me, I prefer to not, like I need to have a clear mind.
Yes. And I totally get that too. I do. Wow. We just did like a whole fucking session right there.
I love that. Okay. So speaking of like sex and all that stuff, one thing Call Her Daddy is super popular for. That you guys invented is, and I recently got a Glock, but that's a gun to protect myself in my house. But you guys have something called the Glock 9000. So can you elaborate? What is that?
Oh, hello, honey. So imagine this. You make a list of the gifts you're going to buy for the holidays, and then someone randomly gives you the money to help buy one. Sounds good, right? Well, that's literally what Honey is doing. They're helping pay for $1 million worth of gifts. You're probably wondering, is this the same Honey that automatically searches for promo codes online? Yes. Yes, yes it is. With Honey, you can also make a list of all the holiday gifts that you want from certain stores, and Honey will email you when the price drops on anything on your list. Just add Honey to your computer, create a free account, and throw some holiday gifts on your drop list for a chance to win. Honey will randomly select winners and give them the money to help them buy something on their list. That's honestly so cool because right now on my list, there's a bunch of security cameras I'm looking for, a bunch of kitchen supplies because, you know, that's how you know you're 30 years old, but that would be really cool if Honey was able to help pay for it. So no purchase is even necessary. All you need is a PayPal account to redeem the prize. It's only valid in the US and the giveaway ends on December 21st, 2020. So get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/violet. That's joinhoney.com/violet. Go do it. I'm here to introduce our next sponsor of the day. It is BetterHelp Online Counseling because your mental health comes first. BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen to help with issues including anxiety, depression, relationship issues, LGBT matters, family conflicts, and so much more. All you have to do is fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with your counselor in under 48 hours. You can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience. And everything that you share is confidential, unlike your BFF Becky that tells everyone about everything about your life. So you can request a new counselor at any time and no additional charge. So why not join over the 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor? BetterHelp is an affordable option and you can get 10% off of your first month with my discount code 2TIRED. So get started today at betterhelp.com/2TIRED. Talk to a therapist online today and get the help that you need. And for more information about this, you can check out the description in my episode.
So the Glock 9000, it is a blowjob. It is, you know, deep throw, super sloppy, super aggressive, two hands, combination. It's pretty much a super aggressive, sloppy blowjob. And it really was not created by either of us. It was created by MILF Hunter, who now his name is Ghostwriter. If you guys go listen to my new podcast, you'll hear all about him. I do an episode with him. He's really the one that came up with that.
Right. Sorry. I was just trying to be nice and give you guys credit.
You're like, I know you guys weren't smart enough to do that.
No, that's not what I'm saying. But I knew you had the ghostwriter. I just didn't want to be rude. But go on.
Right. Oh, so that was really him. And, you know, if you think about it, it wasn't anything revolutionary to do a sloppy blowjob. It was the marketing behind it that made it so huge. Because it became huge.
Yeah.
I mean, from personal experience, this is actually kind of recently, I was giving a blowjob and I was doing the glug glug, you know.
And you're like, as you were doing it, you're like, I just want you to know I didn't invent this. You're like, I just want you to know I didn't invent this. He's like, it's okay. Just keep sucking my dick. I don't mind.
I'm like, I want to be completely honest while I'm down here. He's like, get the fuck out. Actually, he would never tell me to get out. He'd be like, let me finish and then leave. I was doing that. And this guy said, wait, can you stop? Like, can you stop doing, like, what you're doing? Can you, like, relax? Because I was going, like, hard and sloppy and whatever. And he wanted me to do the complete opposite. And it was just very interesting to me. Like, it really depends on the guy. You know what I mean? Not one blowjob is for everybody.
Did that
hurt my feelings?
I feel like if I give head, like I need the guy, like I actually recently did give head as I'm telling okay. girls, don't have sex. And I'm like, so I sucked dick the other day. I don't love admitting that. So I did recently give head. And one thing that bothers me the most, and I talked about it with Francesca, is that I hate when you're just like, I like love getting, hearing good job. Like it's just, I need to know I'm doing amazing. Like, you're doing amazing, sweetie. Like, pat my head. So I'm, like, giving him head, and he's not even, like, moaning or really anything. And then I can't even tell if I'm doing a good job. Like, I hate when guys
don't moan. I hate that shit.
But if someone was, like, stop, I'll be like, I'm leaving.
Oh, you would?
No, obviously in my head, I would just be really...
No, I did. I was like, wait, what the fuck? But then, you know, I was, like, adult enough to understand, like, one blowjob is not going to work for everybody.
Yeah. But
we were known for, you know, the gluck gluck. And then I try it on a guy and he's like, please fucking stop. And I'm like,
and you're like, oh. wait, you don't understand. Let me play you this episode. It's like, you know, the pocket caller dad. Let me play. It's called the Gluck Gluck 9000. You're going to love it. Look, let me play it to you. And he's like, please stop.
I'm like, I did this. He's like, everyone knows you didn't. I'm like, no, I did.
Okay, yeah, so
I wanted literally the opposite.
What's
not
the opposite?
Aggressive, not sloppy, like every guy is different.
What does that even mean to use two hands? What if his dick is not big enough?
Then you just do like fingers, or you just do one hand.
Maybe you were doing two hands and it was like bigger than his own dick and he was like,
please. No, I don't think that was it. I think it was just like that porn performance thing that we were talking about.
Porn is ruining regular sex, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I'm like choking and like slobbering and he's like, okay bitch, please.
What, was his dick kind of small?
No.
Oh, because maybe you were choking on a small penis. He was like, we both know you're lying.
That's similar to when girls are like, oh my god, it's so big. Do not say that if it's not big,
because he knows he has to it.
Yes, like you're pointing it out, like just don't talk about the size.
I agree. Okay, so like I guess the Glock Glock 9000, great. So apparently you didn't come up with it, whatever. But then do you have advice then for guys on how to eat pussy?
Oh my god, I could go on for an hour. Tips for men on how to eat pussy.
Yes.
I have 700, so I'm trying to think of like where to start. The most important thing is do not spread her legs and start eating her pussy. She needs foreplay. She needs you to, you know what I personally love, and I feel like a lot of girls do, is him playing with your vagina over your underwear.
Love that.
Love. It's like this teasing thing. And I swear to God, the longer you tease her without actually like tongue on the clit action, that's when she's gonna have an orgasm way easier.
Like this. That is my favorite thing, actually, when a guy teases me without actually like starting to go there.
Exactly. And I think a lot of women need that. So that would be tip number one. Don't go straight for the clit again with your mouth. Go around it.
Be probably are going to go around it because they can't figure out where the clit
is. I know, right?
I'm kidding.
They're like by the butthole. Luckily for me, you know what's interesting is I've had guys that are really good and they're touching my clit, but I want them to go farther below the clit. Does that make any sense?
In the middle between your hole and your clit?
Kind of. Like, yeah. I want that whole area to be stimulated.
Yeah.
And they're more focused on the top and I want it below.
Yeah, that does make sense.
It sounds like my clit is this big. And like they have to travel around. But I mean, those are like two major things. I also think starting even with your tongue, soft, slow, and then ramping it up.
Yes.
I mean, do you want me to keep going? Like the finger action?
Did you watch the video I sent you of Jay Alvarez?
I mean, I've seen that video 700 times because I masturbated to it 2,000 times. That's not even a number. That video was hot. Did you think it was hot?
It was so hot that I screen recorded it before anyone takes it down so I can have it on my phone and save it. I sent it to you and I sent it to my producer and he literally did not even realize why I sent it to him. And he was just like, you send it like a regular text. So I was like, well, I'm going to talk about the podcast. So you can have it.
Okay, why was it hot? Can you tell me why you found it hot?
It was a music video. It didn't even come off as a sex tape. It was a full-on sexy music video. And then there's like the Mean Girl background song. And then the coconut oil. And I showed it to my roommate, Francesca. And I'm like, Frankie, watch this video. And she goes, yeah, I've seen it. He showed it to me. And I was like, okay, Blake, that's crazy. And she goes, you know I used to fuck him, right? And I was like, no. And I was like, can you attest? Does he do all of that in general?
Oh my God, I'm going to die right now.
And she goes, oh no, he fucks just like that. And I was like, coconut oil and everything? And she goes, yeah, every time.
Did she say it was good?
Yeah. She says like, he does not come until you come. I love guys like that.
I do too. Wow. I thought I was obsessed before and now I'm going to like be stalking him outside his house.
Yeah. I've matched with him before in Raya and he's like hit me up before because he loves Russian girls. And I was like, that guy's like, he has such small dick energy. I didn't care for him. I take it back.
Right? What a beautiful penis he has. Holy shit.
Yeah.
My favorite scene is when he's eating the girl out, fingering her at the same time and like look sideways at the camera. And I
know exactly what you're talking about because I watched this so many times that literally I saw the image in my brain right now. And I love him when the camera goes on like on his face and his mouth is just like literally on the pussy. But
yes, that's what it is. Oh my God. We're both sweating. We're both like fixing our shit.
Can I go pee?
Yeah.
It's gonna take me 30 seconds.
Hey guys,
I think we're doing amazing.
Hey guys, it's Violetta with the V again, taking over for Sophia. Let's talk about something we haven't talked about. Oh, you guys, I have been thinking of bleaching my asshole, and I know what you're thinking. Why? No one's licking that asshole. I know, but it's for me. Like, I think as long as you do things for you, that's all that matters. So yeah, I have been thinking of bleaching my asshole. First, I was doing research. Is it safe to bleach your asshole? Not really. Actually, and it goes away after a couple of months. It's almost not worth it, but I have decided that to do it. So yesterday I bought the cream and it's coming in a few days. And not only
what?
you missed out what I was talking about.
Oh my God. I'm excited to listen back. Did you take over?
Yeah. I talked about bleaching my asshole. So you missed out. No, but I'm thinking about it. So that's what I was talking about.
Oh,
have you ever bleached your asshole?
I have not. I want to so badly. I was in New York and I was calling all of these like waxing places and like spas, and they all pretty much hung up on me, and I could not find a place that does it.
I literally did the same thing, and people thought I was pranking them, and because they were like, "You want to bleach your?" I was like, "No, you bleached my asshole for me." And like, "Ma'am, this like, are you trying to be funny?" And I was like, "No, okay,
thank you. Like, bleaching your asshole is a thing. Should we start a place?"
No, because apparently the places we were calling, they sell the creams. I didn't realize why they were so confused. They sell the creams and you put on yourself. Because I was like, "No, I don't want to do it myself. Can you come and do it for me?" And
Okay, it's a cream. I thought they like literally like put bleach on it, like you're getting your hair done at the hairstylist.
Yeah, so apparently there's bleaching, you do it yourself, or there's asshole like lasering. But like honestly, after seeing the Jay Alvarez like music video, like that girl has such a perfect petunia. I was just like, okay, that's what inspired me.
Yes.
But it takes like, okay, so I ended up buying like a bleach cream yesterday. But then I found out that you have to put it on in the morning, then at night, and then you have to scrub your butthole like really well before you put it on. It's like, I don't know if I have the emotional capacity to go through all of that.
Wait, emotional capacity. For how long do you, like, how long does it take for your butthole to actually get bleached?
For like a few weeks, and then it only lasts for a few months, and then you have to redo it. And there's like a lot of negative effects too.
So like not worth it.
Yeah, I still have it. So I'm thinking of doing it, but it's just like, okay, I'm sorry, you guys, like whoever's the next guy, I'm sorry. You're just going to have to be okay with licking my brown butthole, because I can go through like,
how dare you have a brown one? Also, is it bleaching it pink or what the fuck? Just making it lighter?
Yeah, pink or lighter. Yeah. Okay. Question. Aside from my brown butthole, what other way is the best way to kill a boner?
I think the brown butthole takes the cake. Obviously, any mention of you telling the guy you like him in any way, shape, or form. This is actually going to be an interesting one. Calling him daddy. And I know that girls have heard the opposite and that guys think that's the hottest thing. I was having a conversation with my guy friends the other day. And they said if they're fucking a girl, and it's like one of the first few times they've hooked up and the girl is screaming, "Oh my God, daddy, yes, daddy," the entire time, he was like, "Kills my boner. I hate it." The more you know.
So don't call him daddy.
No. Nope. I got it. We just posted the scene. So no.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. So don't tell him you love him. Mm-hmm. Even when you guys are married, like, you know, try to take it slow.
Yes. Literally wait till marriage. Don't even tell him you like him, and then don't call him daddy.
Yeah.
That's my advice.
Okay. I love that. And, or my brown butthole.
Or the brown butthole. Like, try to keep the butthole like under wraps. Don't show him that yet.
Stop right there. I'm here to spice up your life before we continue this podcast. And I'm here to tell you about what a huge fan I am of Womb War Play. It's one of my favorite sponsors. As you know, I love masturbating. I love sex toys. I talk about all this stuff all the time. One of their favorite products of mine is their coconut love oil. Actually, as you know, I've talked about this before. I just genuinely believe that lube is life-changing, whether it's with a partner or by yourself. But now they have a new product they just launched, and it's called Woo Vibes. It's a clitoral vibrator and a cheek travel case for better sex on the go. Vibes has five functions, so basically there's five different rhythms to play with until you find the perfect vibe. It's made with premium silicone and it's designed for clitoral stimulation. So love oil and Vibes are basically BFFs, and when you're done playing, all you have to do is unwrap one of Vu's freshies towelettes to wipe your Vibes and then store it back into your travel case. It's so easy and no one will ever know what you've been up to except Vu and you. Vibes is the only vibrator on the market with a super chic travel case that looks good in any vanity and blends in on your booty shelf.
When the whole package is this chic and this discreet, you can take vibes anywhere, to Cabo, or since it's quarantine, to your kitchen, to the bathroom, to your best friend's wedding, or most likely, you can masturbate on Zoom while you watch your best friend's wedding that probably didn't happen because it's quarantine, or you can take it into the shower. It's up to you. So what's your vibe? Head over to Woo More Play and use my code Violet for 20% off of your order of Woo Vibes today. That's 20% off of with my code Violet at woo.com. Trust me, you're going to want to keep coming back for more.
Okay, so have you ever dealt with a guy that has a fetish, like a foot fetish?
I mean, I don't know too much about it. I did date a guy briefly that was into it, and he loved sucking on my toes, and he did ask for a foot job, and I did do it for, I don't know, 30 seconds, and then I just like couldn't do anymore. I was like, I can't take this seriously. I feel like a monkey, like with my feet together doing this.
I actually never heard of foot job until recently. These guys were trying to brag to me about some girls that they've been with. They've given them a foot job. And I was like, in my head, I'm just like, it just sounds like you don't have a great, like, I was like, what?
I don't get it.
And then I Googled it.
Huge thing.
Right? That just seems exhausting. How do you even figure out like how to put, like to keep your feet there? I don't know.
I mean, how many DMs do you get of men asking for pictures of your feet?
A lot.
A lot. I don't really get it either, but I mean, I'm not shaming it, but I don't understand the allure.
Do you know anyone that's ever sold feet pics or any of that stuff?
I do know a girl who made an OnlyFans just for her feet.
Does she have amazing feet?
They were very cute feet.
I have really, I was curious about the economics of like how much you can sell each thing, but like I have really ugly feet. Like I have like struggling toes. Like they all separated from each other. They all don't speak to each other. They're in a fight. Like them follow each other on Instagram. They hate each other. None of them touch. So I was like, would someone want to pay more for to see a picture of my feet or less?
Oh, cause they're like a little fucked up.
Ugly. Yeah.
I mean, I know that a lot of times they don't necessarily want clean manicured. I've had guys be like, I want them to be disgusting, dirty, like you haven't showered type of thing. So maybe your feet would fucking kill it on OnlyFans.
Well, if this doesn't work out for me, daddy issues, maybe that is what I'm going to do.
Maybe I will too. Maybe we could do it together, a combo.
We should do it
together. It could be like lesbian foot feet.
Yeah, and then we can sell
our feet together.
And we can sell our used socks and like used shoes.
Yes. I had a guy ask for the shoes specifically and I almost
how much did he offer?
Only $500.
That's a lot.
I mean, they were Forever 21 flats that were like $17.
That's a lot. You didn't do it?
No.
She's like, no, and then like she actually did. Waving her
mind. I swear I did not do it, but I mean now, no, I don't need $500 to sell shoes.
Yeah. You
know? But yeah. Eventually, I don't know. We'll have to see.
Now I'm thinking of my OnlyFans for feet. It's like, you may not be perfect, but neither are my feet. So start, you know.
Like own your body, girls, and also own your feet. I think, I don't know. I don't know what type of feet they look for, honestly, but I kind of want to bring on like an expert.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'm going to bring on this girl on my channel that does that. She's a dominatrix and she also sells feet pics and socks and shoes and stuff.
Oh my God. That'd be amazing.
Yeah. That's really cool. And good for her. Okay. So moving on. Wait, here's my feet, but they don't look that bad right now.
Oh my God, they look amazing.
Well,
mine, the only issue is the pinky toe.
Let me see it.
Like, I don't even know if there's like a toenail on there. Okay, this is.
Yeah, I barely have a toenail on my foot. Your feet look nice.
Can I see it? Okay, I apologize. We're good now.
Okay, so moving on from Jay and all that stuff. I do want to talk to you about friendship breakups.
Okay.
More painful. Relationship breakup or a friendship breakup?
Ooh. You know, I have only had one friendship breakup in my entire life. That was the one that was very, very public. That was the one from my old show, Call Her Daddy. Which, by the way, listen to Sophia with an F. It's way better. That's the only one I've ever experienced. And I think it was so different than a common friendship breakup. So I want to say a relationship breakup, if I'm going to be completely honest, just because I don't really know how a friendship breakup really feels. And you know what? Part of the reason why is I realized later that this person was never my friend.
Yeah, but isn't that what makes it so painful?
No, I think it makes it more painful if you and someone else, you know, the love was real and the connection was real. And then, you know, you had to break up for whatever reason. When I found out none of that was real and it was all in my head, it was more like self-reflection. Like, why did you allow that to happen? You know what I mean? I feel like an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah. That must have been hard. That is actually really interesting because, I did like a whole episode on friendship breakups like forever ago. I may do it again, but I was writing about how like friendship breakups can actually be more painful because no one discusses it or really normalizes it, unlike couple breakups, because you see it on TV, there's love songs about it and for heartbreak. But for friendship breakups, like there's no songs about it normally. So then you're supposed to then just go through it and then to just get over it. And
it's supposed to just feel like a normal thing. Like,
yeah, exactly. And because there's no sexual intimacy between you and your friend normally, it doesn't make sense that for you to have like supposedly like this whole heartbreak and all that, you know, with a man or your partner, or woman, like you shared like love, you were intimate and all that. Now right. You have to get over it. With a friend, it's kind of like you almost feel embarrassed because you didn't discuss boundaries. The breakup happened and it got weird. And then like no one, because no one also actually breaks up. It's not like we shouldn't be together anymore with a friend.
Right. And also, you know what? You're bringing up such a good point. I think that even in friendships, you're kind of supposed to pretend like, I feel like a lot of times people in friendships, they never want to announce, I love you. You are my best and closest friend. Like it's an awkward thing for some reason.
Exactly. Because you haven't discussed boundaries. You haven't discussed, because a lot of times also friendships happen with the break, quote unquote breakups, is because boundaries were never discussed. So then like, let's say I'm calling you every day. I need your advice. But my friendship with you means that I talk to you every couple of days because I'm busy with other shit. But you were expecting me to call you every day, or like, you and Alex, you had expectations like she wouldn't fuck you over and she didn't know that was like part of the friendship contract. Just kidding. But you know
what I mean? I think that was like I was, you know, completely just used as a vessel to get famous.
Well,
and it sounds like I'm giving myself like so much, you know, not clout, but like that's exactly what it was. She saw me. She thought I was funny. She thought we had good chemistry. And I confused that with a friendship. And it was really just a business ploy, like, on her end.
Yeah, no, I don't, like, whatever you're saying, first of all, like, everyone is entitled to their truth. Everyone has their own truth. So there's no really such thing as somebody being wrong. So obviously she had her truth and you had your truth. But at the end of the day, like a friendship breakup, like any type of breakup or parting ways, is still painful. And I think for both sides. And mm-hmm. I think the part that it was so public does suck. And mm-hmm. I think it's also unfortunate that like the way you're talking about it so casually, I almost kind of feel bad for you a little because it's like it feels like you have no choice but to make it so casual. And then you have no choice but to be like, oh, I don't mean to sound like this because it's clout, blah, blah. To me, it just sounds like, fuck, this person needs to deal with their emotion. Like that is painful. Like that is a big deal. Somebody that was your friend that you loved. And then you realize that person didn't actually give a fuck about me. That is actually very painful. That sucks.
Yeah, it does. And I mean, that's a really good point that you bring up, that I'm being so casual about it. I think that maybe I'm just still angry and I haven't like hit the point where it makes me sad, you know, because it can go in different stages. But I think I think that would be what it is.
I think so. I think it's like, again, because we haven't normalized the whole friendship breakups and all that stuff, because it's more normal with couple breakups, it's kind of in your brain, you're forced to kind of continue, move on. And plus it's our inner child. So the minute we get hurt, we protect ourselves. So whatever, like for me, the minute someone hurts me, I will completely just shut down and they will just stop existing in my world. And it takes me forever to finally deal with my own emotions, because it's like my inner child is trying to protect my inner child by doing something that's a little toxic without realizing, instead of like owning up to my emotions, like, fuck, that was so painful. Because you don't want to, it's hard to understand why a friend can hurt you so much. It's understandable when like my partner and I didn't work out because they did this, this, and this. It was expected that they would treat me this way and they didn't. And I'm disappointed and I'm hurt. But with a friend, you're like, wait, what just happened?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm trying to, you know, be respectful. I think that for me, I thought about it so much. I talked to my therapist for months and months and months about it. And I just realized that there are certain people that are a certain way, and I'm not making sense because I like don't want to say the word, because obviously like I have no right to, you know, give someone a title or a label. But I just think, you know, if you come to the conclusion that someone is a bad person, it's easier to get over it that way. And sometimes breakups are not that. And sometimes the friend was a good person, and sometimes, you know, your boyfriend was a good person. In this instance, I don't think so. And that's just my personal opinion. But I think that kind of made it easier for me to just move on. I mean, not move on, because I still haven't moved on.
I get what you're saying. A while back, I was experiencing a friendship breakup. It was obviously way more on the DL than what you were going through, and I can't even imagine. But I was really hurt by something that happened, because this person that like I went to bat for, and I wanted the best, like suddenly I found out they were kind of trashing me behind my back about something that was really important to me. And then when I called them out and I said, I think it's best for now if we take up space, like they even went even more crazy on me. And they were like, one day I'm going to come after you and I'm going to call you out, because they were so scared that I was going to call them out for what they did. And I was like, dude, like, I still love you. Like, I would never do that to you. Like, right. I'm like, this is between us. Like, I'm being honest with you. Like, I'm hurting right now that we have to part ways. Like, this really hurt me. How do you not understand that? And instead the person was so defensive and they were like, yeah, girl, and nobody give a fuck about you right now. Like, enough, something like that. Cause they were upset. That was their way of reacting. And that broke my heart. And then I just completely shut down and I just never brought it up again. And then a month or two later, I would sometimes look over their stuff and I would miss them. And my friends had to be like, V, stop. You have this thing. Because they seemed like they weren't doing so well mentally. And I just feel like hurt people. So that's why when they were so mean to me, like I knew, I'm like, they have to be struggling inside. But my friends were like, V, you have to stop trying to save everyone. Like, this person hurt you and you're sitting there trying to figure out how to come back and help them. Like,
sometimes there's just, you know, there's people that make mistakes, and then there are just people that inherently are not good people. I like really believe that. Yeah. But I totally get what you're saying about, you know, you see stuff and you miss them. Like, of course I've had that. But I mean, back to your question, I've only had one friendship breakup, so I would want to say a relationship breakup, but I don't think, you know, I've had enough experiences to know. Have you had like multiple friendship breakups?
I mean, I am a very confrontational person. I think for me, it's always been more painful to relationship breakup, but that's because I have daddy issues. So I've my whole life, and you do too. So my whole life, I always yearn for that. I always saw like your friends come and go, and that one love you have with your partner, like that's the person that's going to love you and take care of you. And then every time they would leave, I would be heartbroken because I'm like,
abandonment issue.
Yes. But now that I've grown older and I started to appreciate my friendships more, my friendships mean the world to me. Like there's been some moments last year and this year that I would not have survived without my friends and like people that I love and care about. And I've talked about it in another podcast in one of my other episodes, I think my solo episodes, about like you spend so much time thinking that like people don't love you until one day you're like, wait, everyone is trying to love me. Like, I'm just not accepting right. that love because I'm like so busy searching from that one partner and everyone else is loving me so much. I don't know what it feels like. And that's why I don't even understand that they're loving me.
Right. Yes. That like completely makes sense. Because I mean, we've romanticized the man and the woman, and that's the only, that's the epitome of love. It's not necessarily, it's really, really not.
No, you need your family and you need, like, you need your friends. Like, you,
yep.
I'm so independent that I'm just like, oh, I'm just on my own. And then the love of my life will come in. But it's like, no, right. you need your friends. They're going to help you survive so many bad moments. And like, that is love. Like, I love my close friends right now. Like, I would do anything for, and I can finally understand what like real love is with my friends.
Yeah. You know what? I feel the same way. I think a lot of that comes with getting older and the people you just, friends have a different meaning and they hold a different weight, I think, as you get older.
Yeah, you need them. You need friends. And I think that once you get that love from other people, from your friends, from your family, and from yourself, I think you, that's when you stop searching for it from the other man, and then you stop romanticizing him and your situation. And then it's easier to really see them for who they are versus being like, oh, that person can save me. So yep. like now I don't look for anyone to save me because like I've saved myself and with my friends' help as well.
Right. Yeah. It's the friends and the it's you doing it by yourself at first. And then the friends and the family like are they help make that happen. I totally agree.
So do you see then yourself you ever forgiving Alex or you and Alex ever starting a fresh start or like no?
Mm-mm. I mean, I've never been asked that question. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Like, would you ever want to sit down, have a conversation with her and explain to her what, how something made you feel?
I don't think so. I think, you know, with a with every other relationship I have, whether it's friendship or whether it was a romantic relationship, I could. I think this specific one, I just wouldn't see a need. To be honest.
Well, honestly, to me, the way you're talking, even though you're talking very stern, it sounds like, it sounds to me like it really hurt you and it's okay to admit that. And mm-hmm. I think sometimes it's okay to not forgive people if they really yeah. hurt you. And I think also in my...
No, I think I've forgiven. We never have to talk again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, exactly. And I think sometimes it's good for like things like this to happen because it helps you then grow and understand. Like in my opinion, hopefully Alex, what she can take away from it is that like she, if she did care about your friendship and knowing that you never want to explore that friendship again. Like hopefully for her, it will help her grow as a person to know that to the next person, she won't be able to do that because knowing that you will never like mm-hmm. go back to her because of it. Like, I think right. that's good. Like, I remember a long time ago when I was younger, I said really fucked up things to this guy that I was dating. And I remember, I'm comparing a relationship to a friendship, but
right.
it's the fucking same thing in my opinion. So this guy that I was dating, we were about to end it. And I said like fucked up things because I was just being a drunk person when I was younger. I would just say mean things. And I said some hurtful yeah. things. And he literally said, no one has ever spoken to me like that. Don't ever speak to me again. The next day he changed his number. He tweeted saying, how can I block somebody on this new phone? Like, it was so embarrassing to me. And right. then for 2 years, every time I saw him anywhere, he would see me. He would turn around, walk the other way. And it made me feel like the worst person in the world every single time I had to be around him. But you know what? It taught me a lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he taught me that I
to never do that again and to, like, look inward. Yeah.
Exactly.
But like, do you think there are just some people that don't even have the capacity to feel bad?
I think so. I think, you know, and if anything, I feel sorry for those people. And I think that's the easiest way to let go of someone that hurt you is that instead of putting them on this, like, pedestal, like they're so evil and all that, you're just like, wow, you are so empty inside and you will never get to experience real love because you have no idea how to love other people. Like, right. I feel sorry for you. So I want to continue to grow as a person. So for me, I took that experience and I learned from it. Do I think everyone's like that in life where they're like, oh, let me see what I did wrong? No, but I feel mm-hmm. sorry for those people because they'll never get to experience like real love, real happiness, real friendships. It sucks.
Yep. I totally agree. I totally agree with that.
I'm so passionate when I talk. I'm like, just like,
it's amazing. I love it. We're like, we're both. I mean, I was about to say all over the place. We're not. We're just like, we could just talk for 7 hours straight.
I know. I love that. And I feel like we're really bonded over this. Like, thank you for sharing everything that you just did about, even if you think you were holding back, like I could feel your emotions. And so like, thank you for sharing all that.
Of course. Yeah. It's still very new and I'm still figuring out how to navigate it. So, but thank you. Thank you for being sensitive about it.
Of course. Is there anything that you feel like I didn't ask you?
No. I think that was amazing. I think we should collab again. 100%.
I think we should 100% collab again. Yes. Okay, so where can people find you?
It's Sophia with an F, like the name of my podcast. And my last name is Franklin with a Y. Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, YouTube, hopefully soon. And everywhere you can listen to podcasts, you'll find Sophia with an F.
Okay, sounds good. So thank you so much for coming on my podcast. Don't forget to also listen to Sophia's episode. I am on it today as well. And we talk about a bunch of other shit on there too. Mm-hmm. And let us know, like DM her if you have any questions, and let us know if you enjoyed this collab and if you want us to do it again.
Thank you so much.
Of course, thanks for coming on. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.